President Trump today is expected to sign a budget compromise on border security, averting a government shutdown that could have occurred today. But he's also expected to take action on something he's been hinting at for weeks and declare a national emergency in order to build his border wall with Mexico. It's a move opposed by some Republicans and many Democrats, including Massachusetts Democrat Congressman Jim McGovern, who joins us now. Good morning, Congressman, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Well, good morning. Happy to be with you.
So some Democrats are saying what the president is doing or will do with a national emergency declaration is an end run around the Constitution. What's your take?
Well, I think that's absolutely correct. Congress has the power of the purse. We decide how taxpayer money is spent. And Congress spoke loud and clear yesterday when we passed this compromise budget deal, which denies the president the $5.7 billion for his crazy border wall. And we made it clear that we're not willing to fund it. And so congressional intention is clear. I think that Eugene Robertson from The Washington Post is right. This is constitutional vandalism. And we need to challenge him in Congress. We should pass a resolution of disapproval. And we also need to challenge him in the courts.
As the chair of the Rules Committee, what action could you take in the committee?
Well, look, I think what we'd like to do is to usher a resolution of disapproval to the House floor for a vote, which would then, if we passed it, would be taken up by the Senate. They would have to take it up under their procedures and get everybody on record. The president would obviously have to sign it or veto it. If he vetoes it, I hope the votes are there to override it. I mean, Republicans over the last couple of weeks have been saying over and over and over again that they think this is a bad idea. I mean, they fear that if a Democrat becomes president, then a Democrat will declare a national emergency over gun violence or over the climate crisis or over the poverty crisis in this country. So they've been on record, including Mitch McConnell, who has expressed his concern about this idea. But then yesterday I see Mitch McConnell announce that the president is going to do this. I mean, it looks like a hostage video. Maybe McConnell is going along with this because he knows the courts will reject it. But this is a bad idea. And the president, needs to understand that, he is not all powerful, that we have a system of checks and balances here. We have a constitution. He has to follow it. And what he is going to announce today, I think, is beyond his constitutional powers.
Handicap this for us, will you? Do you think Democrats will be able to block a national security declaration?
I think either we will block it or the courts will block it. I don't think Donald Trump's going to be able to build his, ridiculous border wall. And what he's proposing today is to take money from, the Department of Defense drug interdiction programs, which are very effective, focused on what happens at our ports of entry. I mean, he's going to take money away from what works and put it toward this stupid wall. He's talking about dipping into the military construction funding. I don't think this stands up in courts. I think he did this so that Ann Coulter won't yell at him today. My understanding, he's going to make this announcement and then go to Mar-a-Lago and golf and relax all week.
Talk about the budget compromise. At least it averts another government shutdown, which could have taken place today. Should the president get some credit for that?
Well, no. I mean, this deal is not unlike the deal that was on the table, last year. What the president put this nation through was the longest government shutdown in our history. It impacted millions and millions of people. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers didn't get paid for doing their job. I mean, we came perilously close to denying the most vulnerable people in our country SNAP benefits, basically food benefits, so they don't go hungry. He disrupted our economy. He put the nation through yet another trauma, and here we are with a budget deal. Again, very similar to what's been on the table, but interestingly enough, less money for the president's border wall than was previously offered to him. So, we should never have had a government shutdown, but now we have a Democratic and Republican compromise, which is not perfect. There are things that I like or things that I don't like, but the bottom line is this is last year's work, and it is now done, and we now need to move on and begin discussions on appropriations for the next fiscal year.
Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.